This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Ron Cyrek is the senior writer at Golf Digest, breaking the story a couple of years ago that Fox Sports had reached a new long-term agreement with the USGA to cover USGA events, including the U.S. Open. Last week, it was their first U.S. Open under the agreement. We'll talk about that and more. It's a pleasure to welcome Ron Cyrek back to the Augusta Golf Show and back to this coast. Hi, Ron.
John, hey, thanks for having me on, bud.
You did write exclusively on this. How do you think Fox did for their first U.S. Open?
Well, it was a bumpy beginning. And look, they'd never done golf before. They'd certainly never done the U.S. Open before. And they couldn't have had a more challenging venue to make their debut than at Chambers Bay. It was not only a difficult place for the media to get around and the fans to get around, but if you're doing the TV broadcast there, it was not an easy place to get around. Also, they brought in what was essentially a brand new crew to do what's probably the most difficult tournament that there is. And I think there were a lot of bumps in the road. I think they'll get better. But here's the problem they have. They have the Senior Open coming up. They have the Women's U.S. Open coming up. But they don't do an event as big as the U.S. Open again for another year. And it's, you know, how do you get better? You get better through reps. And the fact that they don't have golf week in and week out is going to make it even more challenging to get better at what they're doing.
You're starting to sound like Tiger, by the way.
they didn't activate their glutes.
What do you think they got right?
I thought some of the graphics were good. I think they should have just done more of that. In fact, I was watching some of the stuff they were doing online, and I thought they were using graphics more innovatively online than they were actually using in the broadcast. Greg Norman was better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he'd never be a Johnny Miller and be willing to be as controversial as Johnny Miller. However, where they all really dropped the ball is who knows more about having a major ripped out of your hands at the very end of the tournament than Greg Norman does. And they really never went there as Dustin Johnson is three-putting the 72nd hole. I think that they can get better by learning that they don't have to always try to say everything they know every time they talk. There was a lot of times when I felt they were bombarding me with really meaningless information to a true golf fan. Those are things that you hope that they're having some meetings right now and they're doing a post-mortem and they're saying, here's what we did good, here's what we did bad, here's how we need to get better.
It scares me that you and I thought the same thing about utilizing Greg when Dustin was, even Weisskopf. Talk about a couple of guys who've had majors ripped from them. I just kind of thought, I know it's a delicate place, but that's what they're there for. You got to go to them for that.
Here's another way in which I think they made a mistake, and I certainly have a bias in this because I'm a reporter. But I think they didn't really have a reporter there. You know, they relied too much on ex-players. And ex-players are very, very hesitant to criticize current players. Johnny Miller is unique in that way, that he will go out there. And they sort of didn't really have their Peter Gammons kind of guy, you know, the inside baseball kind of guy who's going to go out there and really be willing to stick his neck out and say what he's hearing other people saying. I thought they relied too much on ex-players and that they really needed to have a voice in their broadcast that was somebody who was a journalist, a true journalist.
We are talking with Ron Cyrek, senior writer at Golf Digest. Let me talk about the golf a little bit. How special is Jordan Spieth, or are we just seeing one of the best players in the world play really well?
Well, the thing that blows me away, every time he opens his mouth, I cannot believe that he's only 21 years years old. He's so mature. He's so grounded. He's so wise. And how he got there at that age is absolutely remarkable. You know, I don't know very many players who like the golf course. The overwhelming majority, it seemed to me, did not like the golf course. And I would include Jordan Spieth among those who didn't like the golf course. But he never, except for criticizing the 18th hole on Friday when it was a par four, he never really went there. When he was asked about the course all week, his answer was very consistent. Come Sunday night, somebody's going to be holding that trophy. And I think part of the reason that he won is that he had the maturity and the wisdom not to let the golf course get into his head. He had to say, okay, this is what it is, and I got to go out and figure out how to beat it.
Do you think this is a reasonable statement, Ron? Do you think this current crop of young players expects more out of themselves because of what they grew up watching Tiger do?
Yeah, I think that a big part of Tiger's legacy is going to be that he attracted a better quality of athletes to the game of golf than was here before he came along. And I think that he's attracted a sense of a believability that you can win at any age that wasn't there before he came along. He won at 21. These guys are looking to say, hey, I can win at 21 too. And then, you know, Jordan Spieth's success last year prompted Justin Thomas and Daniel Berger, who is the same age, to look at Spieth and say, hey, wait a minute, we beat him in college. So they turn pro and they go out there and they're playing with success now. So it's a better quality of athlete coming out there. They have a much stronger, deeper belief system. But I also think part of this is college golf's gotten really a lot better in the last decade.
You know, it's funny. Patrick Reed told me after he beat Jordan in Greensboro for Patrick's first win, you know, he's not all that much. To your point, how confident these young players are.
And you know, the fascinating thing about Jordan is if you look at him, he isn't all that much. He doesn't overpower a golf course the way Tiger did at his peak, the way Rory McIlroy can do now. But he does three things really well. Keeps his golf ball out of trouble for the most part, keeps his composure for the most part, and makes putts. And in that way, it's more like he's outthinking, outmaneuvering golf courses rather than overwhelming them the way Tiger did at his peak.
You know, you say that. That's why for all of us that are closely following Jordan and know of his abilities, that's why I think we were all gaping wide open mouths when he hit that shot on 17. That's just not in him.
Yeah, you know, he birdied 16 to seemingly take control of the tournament. He's got a three-stroke lead now, and then he just airmails it on 17, and that was absolutely, you're entirely right, totally, totally startling. But then how about following it up with the two shots that he hit on 18?
Yeah.
You know, the drive in the three wood, to go up there to have a chance for eagle, to make birdie. That was his ability to bounce back. And that's what a true champion needs to be able to do. You need to be able to put those bad shots in your rearview mirror. Nobody ever did it better than Tiger. The only other person, Annika did it incredibly well. They hit a bad shot, they forgot about him. Jordan seems to have that ability.
Do you think Dustin can forget about this and move on?
I do, because this isn't the first time that he's done this. You know, I mean, remember, this is the guy who grounded his club in a bunker when he had a chance to win the PGA Championship. This is a guy who hit a ball out of bounds in a British Open Championship when he had a chance to win. He's made a lot of mistakes out there. I saw a lot of encouraging things from Dustin Johnson this week at Chambers. He seems different after his six-month hiatus. He seems a little bit more thoughtful. He seems a little bit more focused. He's a guy who, in 8 years on tour, has won at least once every year, but only twice once. You know, he's never built upon success. He's got enormous talent. I'm expecting him to raise his game to another level as a result of it.
And before I let you go, what did you make of Tiger's couple of days there at Chambers Bay?
Well, there's no reason for optimism based on what I saw out there. I think this next couple of months is going to be hugely important for Tiger. He's only been playing once a month this year. I don't think that's enough. He's essentially going to play every other week from now, from the U.S. Open to the PGA Championship. And if we don't see marked improvement in that time period, then there's real reason for concern about his future.
He is Ron Syrek, senior writer at Golf Digest. As always, Ron, thank you for taking the time to do this. We'll talk again soon.
John, my pleasure. Anytime, bud.